F-H-E, trying to be like Jesus Christ. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. Luke's Accident by Aeneas Tomlinson. In November 1999, my brother David and I were practicing our volleyball serves on a hill in our front yard. My six-year-old brother Luke was leaning on the screen in the window above the garage. He fell through it 13 feet, or about 4 meters, to the driveway. I ran in and told my mom and dad, and they came out and picked him up. No one knew he had landed on his head. My mom took him to the hospital and called my dad half an hour later, saying that Luke's skull was practically shattered. He was life-flighted to Primary Children's Hospital in Salt Lake City, Utah. He was in a coma for 3 days. The doctors said that he had a huge blood clot behind his right eye. He couldn't see for a couple of days. The doctors also said that he'd be in the hospital for 2 months. While Luke was in the coma, our ward fasted and prayed for him. We fasted after sacrament meeting on Sunday until Monday night. People we knew in India and France did too, even though most of them weren't members of the church. Luke woke up from his coma and got better, and so did some other kids in the hospital. Luke was known as the Miracle Boy. He was in the hospital for only a week. He's okay now, but has to go for a couple of checkups. I'm so glad that he survived his accident, and I know that fasting and prayer really work. Aeneas Tomlinson, age 11, Luke Tomlinson, age 7, St. George, Utah. Soccer Choice by Jacob Martindale. This year I had to make a hard choice between watching General Conference on Saturday morning or playing in my last soccer game. My mom told me that I could decide for myself. I chose to stay home and watch General Conference and listen to the prophet, because it is what Heavenly Father wants me to do. Even though I really wanted to play soccer, Heavenly Father helped me feel happy inside about my choosing the right. Jacob Martindale, age 6, Columbia, Missouri. Being a Good Example by Christina Chan. A girl in my school is in first grade like me. She wears thick glasses and sometimes has trouble doing simple things at school. She has to have someone help her to get lunch. One day when I was walking into the girls' restroom, I heard a group of girls laughing. They were laughing at this girl and making fun of her. I turned away and didn't laugh. I hope I was being a good example to the girls who were laughing. I know we should be kind to everyone, especially to those who need special help. Christina Chan, age 6, Friendswood, Texas. Being Honest by Denise Sheffield. My daughter Tiffany and I were at a store one evening. As we left the store, I saw some unopened candy and a toy just outside the door. We couldn't find the owner, so I told her she could have the candy and toy. She looked at me and said, "I would like to be honest." She took the candy and toy into the store. She came out with the greatest feeling for being honest and choosing to do the right. She likes to choose the right. Tiffany Sheffield, age 11, Cedar City, Utah. End of the section, Trying to Be Like Jesus Christ. From the life of President